It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to the show. You know, last night we were following it live here on Double Coverage, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And it was pretty special for a couple of former LSU baseball players. Earlier, middle part of the game, we saw Aaron Nola striking out Mookie Betts, getting out Mike Trout, two of the best players on the planet, and two of the guys probably fighting for the American League MVP this season. Also, Aaron Nola, by the way, we told you before, thick of the Cy Young Award race in the National League. And then, Alex Bregman won a World Series last year. What does he do? 10th inning, tie ball game, smacks a home run to give American League the lead. And that was the eventual game-winning home run. It was a really special night for those two former LSU stars. And you know what? It had to be a really special night for their former coach, Coach Paul Mainieri, who I know was watching that game last night. I'm sure he was watching it very, very proudly. And LSU baseball head coach Paul Mainieri joining us now. Coach, how you doing? How's the summer going? I know there's never really much of a true offseason for you.
Well, I've spent the last 3 weeks as the manager of our USA National Collegiate team, and that's been quite a great thrill for me and a privilege. We just got back from our final series against Cuba, which was played in Havana, Cuba, and so it was a very unique experience, and it was a great privilege to wear that USA uniform and coach some outstanding ball players. So I'm happy to be home and get ready for the 2019 season.
Yeah, you know, I've been following that and following you down there. What's that process like for you? What's that experience been like?
Well, it was amazing. You know, you put that uniform on and you listen to the national anthem. It just brings tears to your eyes. And, you know, we coach the best players in the country from all over different schools. You know, the guys that will be eligible for the draft next year, the best players in the country. I had the MVP of the College World Series catching for us. We had the Golden Spikes Award winner. We had three players from LSU, and they all did tremendous. So it was a thrill. It was just a great honor to represent our country, but it was also a lot of fun because we had some great kids.
So last night we're watching the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. A couple of LSU Tigers in there, Aaron Nola and Alex Bregman. And, you know, when you watched Alex Bregman smack that eventual game-winning home run for the American League in the All-Star Game, 10th inning, what are you thinking when you watch Bregman do that?
Well, speaking of great kids, Alex Bregman and Aaron Nola sure represented LSU well at the All-Star Game. And, of course, Bregman's got that flair for the dramatic. You know, he had the game-winning hit in the World Series game last year in October, and this year he wins the All-Star Game, and he's just on his way to a terrific major league career. I'm just very proud of Alex for everything that he's done. He had an unbelievable career at LSU, one of the best players we've ever had. He's obviously a great talent, but he's more than that. He's just got a tremendous work ethic, passion for the game, loyalty. He's just got enthusiasm for 100 people. And you know, like I said, he's got a flair for the dramatic. So when he stepped up there in the 10th inning, I knew he was going to do something special because I've seen it happen so many times before. But even that exceeded my expectations that he'd hit one out of the ballpark.
You know, when you say you kind of expected him to do that because he is special, but what makes him so special from a baseball perspective? What sets him apart?
Well, that's what I just mentioned. You know, he has talent, but there's nobody that loves the game more than him. Nobody's more dedicated, obsessed with the sport of baseball. He's got a joy about him when he plays the game as though it's the last time he's ever going to play the game. He does that every day. And there's just very few people that bring that kind of passion to what they're doing in anything in life. And he does it with the sport of baseball. He was like that every day. at LSU. He was like that before he came to LSU, and he's been like that every day in pro ball. So when you have talent combined with enthusiasm at that level, you're bound for success.
You know, Coach, I've heard you talk about him before. It sounds like you kind of knew he was going to be this good, this special at the major league level for a very long time, didn't you?
There was no question about it. From the day he walked onto the campus, you could see that he had the it factor and that he was going to be different than everybody else. You know, when you asked Alex Bregman what his goal was, it wasn't to start at LSU or be an All-American. He wants to be the greatest baseball player of all time. You know, and I think in his heart he really believes that's possible. That's just the kind of goals that he has, the confidence that he has in himself, and it sets him apart from an awful lot of guys.
Talked a lot of Bregman here with LSU baseball coach Paul Maneri, also LSU star, former LSU star Aaron Nola, front and center yesterday. You know, ho-hum, just a couple of strikeouts against the world's best hitters in an inning of work. What sets him apart, Coach? I mean, he's been so special, obviously, since his time on LSU, but what sets him apart? What's make him so special from a pitcher?
Well, he's gifted. He not only has a really good moving fastball that's got velocity and tremendous movement, as I mentioned, he's got a really good changeup and he's got a really good curveball. But the thing that sets him apart is his amazing control of all of his pitches. I mean, from 60 feet, 6 inches away, he can put it on a spot like nobody I've ever seen before. He's got as good a control as people remember Greg Maddux when he pitched for the Atlanta Braves and Chicago Cubs. And Nola's got that kind of thing about him. Plus, he's just got unflappable self-confidence. You know, he doesn't wear his emotions on his sleeve like Alex does it a completely different way. He's just very, very cool customer. He strikes out a batter, he gives up a home run, you couldn't tell the difference by looking at his face because he's just very businesslike and very, very calm. I'll tell you what he did last night was remarkable. As you mentioned, he struck out Mookie Betts. I think is leading the majors in hitting, and then he made Trout, the center fielder for the Angels. He made him look silly, jammed him with a fastball, and he hit a weak pop up for the first baseman. I mean, it takes a special pitcher to be able to do those kinds of things.
How do you take it all in as his former coach, as somebody who knows him very intimately, when you see somebody like Nola go from, you've known him for a long time, from that fresh-faced recruit of yours to now really Cy Young contention, he's right in it. What's that journey like for you as his former coach?
Well, I've known him since he was 14 years old when he was a freshman at Catholic High, and his older brother was 18 years old, and we were recruiting him to LSU. Austin is just a wonderful human being and a great ball player, too. He's in AAA in New Orleans with the Miami Marlins organization. So I've watched Aaron grow from a 14-year-old to what he is now. And, you know, when he pitched for us, he was just tremendous. I think his career record was like 30 wins and 5 losses. And every time you gave him the ball, you knew you had a chance to win. He just pitched his heart out for LSU. He loves LSU. You know, his pitching coach here, Alan Dunn, did tremendous things with Aaron, helped him along. But Aaron had a lot of those tools when he first got here, and we just watched it evolve into what it is today. He's just a great young man that cares about the right things. Success will never get to his head. He'll always remember those that helped him along the way. He comes from a great family. So you just love to see people like that succeed. And as I sit back and watched him and Aaron pitch and Alex Bregman playing the game, you know, you can't help but sit back and just have a lot of pride in maybe knowing that you played a very, very small part in their development. And, you're just happy that they're representing our school and our state the way that they do.
I'd imagine that those two guys mean a lot to the legacy right now of LSU baseball, too.
Well, they're our poster children. There's no doubt about that. But there's others out there. You know, DJ LeMay, who's made the last two All-Star teams before this year. He led the major leagues in hitting a couple of years ago, won a couple of gold gloves. Kevin Gausman is going to be one of the big pieces in the trading deadline coming up here in the next week or so. You're going to hear his name being traded from the Baltimore Orioles to somebody in a blockbuster trade. He's doing really well. And we've got lots of other guys, you know, that are just doing really well in baseball and out of baseball. Just proud of the type of kids that come through our program, compete at LSU, help us win a lot of games and championships, and then they go on and have successes in whatever walk of life they choose.
Well, Coach, it's Coach Paul Mineri, LSU Baseball, joining us here. Really appreciate the time. I know you're busy. You itching to get back at it, or you want to take a little time here? I know you just got done coaching that Team USA.
Well, it was a labor of love to do this, but I'm back at my job now. We're just working hard every day, getting ready for the 2019 season. So I think it's going to be a special year coming up.
Yeah, we think so too. Thanks so much for the time tonight. We'll talk to you again.
All right, thank you.
There he goes. And big congrats again to Coach for coaching Team USA. Been following that. Real special moment for him. And it's got to be special watching his former players, all the ones he just mentioned there, not just Bregman and Nola, but succeed at such a high level in Major League Baseball. We'll take a break for CBS News. We're coming back. It's Double Coverage. I'm Seth Dunlap right here on WWL.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.